Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Lynn Burbeck. He began his working life as a musician and record producer and has now been a widely consulted astrologer for over 20 years. He's the best-selling author of various books on astrology, including his latest, Dynamic Interactive Astrology, which provides immediate access to the meaning of one's birth chart. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Hi there.
Hi, thanks so much for joining us. So I'm interested to hear about your astrology journey. How did you go from being a musician and a record producer to work completely into astrology?
Well, I fled the hills to write songs, the hills being Wales. Just before I went, I was told by my girlfriend at the time, whose name was Stella, as it happened, the star, that she read something out of a magazine that I would change my job, probably leave where I lived, and end a relationship. And I thought, oh, yeah. But they all happened. So when I was cooling my heels in Wales, I thought, I must look into this. So that was a long time ago. And I've been doing it for, well, actually a lot more than 20 years, more like 40.
And how did you start then? What did you do to find out more about it and to get into it?
In those days, it was very pre-internet, so and I just looked for a book on astrology, which is pretty rubbish, actually, the first one I got. But as I read stuff, I kind of realised that I kind of knew a lot of it already. It's already in me. And so I just took it from there. In fact, I taught myself completely. I never went to any classes or online stuff like people do nowadays. It was all self-taught.
Mm. And do you use it in your kind of daily life for yourself, or do you use it for other people?
Oh, yes. I use it for everything, really, I suppose. It can be a bit much sometimes. I'm very aware of not being too astrological, but there you are, it's kind of occupational hazard.
So do you use it for kind of looking, if when you're using it for your own life, is it about confirming something that's already going on, or looking to the future, or looking back in the past? How do you relate it to you?
Well, right now, between you and I and Gatepost, I'm going through quite a difficult time, but I knew it would be coming from quite a few years ago. I knew this would be a difficult time for me.
Ah, interesting.
I also knew it would be a difficult time for the world, because there's also that kind of astrology. And it's interesting how the two interlink, actually.
Yeah. So are you kind of, what do you do in order to find out what's going to happen in a few years' time to you or the world?
It's quite complex. Astrology is a complex thing. It involves a lot of calculation and a lot of knowledge about what the various planets, etc., mean. So in a hurry, I could say everything started off in the world generally with three planets all being in the same sign at once, and they're kind of heavy planets. And that meant a big change for the whole world, and which we are now in. This is about 2007, 2008, and it had begun then, really.
Mm. What with the financial problems? That was 2008, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was all discernible with astrological insight.
How interesting! So, is it charts based? Are you doing charts all the time?
That's what it is. Charts, and more charts. Yeah.
And what is the what do we know about the planets and the significance of each planet within? I know you say astrology is really complex, but if we can kind of talk through a bit of it.
Well, that's exactly what dynamic interactive astrology is about. It's about making a complex subject simple with the use of key words. So any planet, you know, we'll just have a few key words to describe it. But then the way I employ those keywords, by joining up a keyword for a planet with a sign, with a house, then you get a whole key phrase, and then you run with that. And the book kind of gives you questions about each key phrase for each planet, which kind of taps into your innate self-knowledge. That's the incredible thing. People come up with stuff, they thought, oh, I didn't know that about myself. And it's just, the key word is the keyword, meaning it unlocks the meaning.
Mm. And the whole thing with star signs, I'm sure a lot of people will know people who are the same star sign as them and can either see similarities in their characters or personalities and also differences as well. You know, just because people are the same star sign, it doesn't mean they're going to be very similar necessarily.
Well, quite. I mean, dynamic interactive astrology that does shows you that there's more to you than just your star sign, which is your sun sign, because there's a planet in each sign, planets in each sign, and so therefore, your moon, for instance, tells you about your emotional self. The sun's more about yourself generally, about your life and your life purpose, whereas the moon is about your feeling life, how you react to people, what your background was. Then you have planets like Uranus, which are about awakening and shock and disruption. So that they're all there in your chart from the get-go. But how you interpret that normally is quite complex because you have to study a lot of books, what this means and what that means. But with dynamic interactive astrology, you just need to look at a keyword for each and then it starts to bring it all alive.
So can people read the book and kind of relate it to themselves and their own life, just work out,
straight away. It's very, very quick. You need your own birth chart to get the best out of it, and you get that from, because that's free online from me, so it gives you the link in the book, and there you are, you have the birth chart, and you just read off the planet and what sign it's in and what house it's in. You take it from there. It starts right away with you putting your key phrase together and for the sun, and then you'll do the moon, and then you'll see how the sun and the moon interact with one another, hence the interactive a bit of dynamic interactive astrology. Mm-hmm. So it taps into the what I call the truth of your being, which is kind of useful considering what a fake world we live in. It's good to know what your own truth is rather than looking for it on the outside.
Yes. And do you find it difficult to kind of switch off when you meet someone or when you're going through a difficult time or you meet someone else who's going through a difficult time? Do you quite quickly want to kind of make sense of it all through astrology?
Well, yeah, I'm a Virgo, so I'm a helper. And it's a natural impulse for me to help people. If they need it, but I've learned not to be too solicitous. If a person doesn't want to be bothered, I won't. And that's just as much about being helpful as being active about it. But I've learned not to use it too much, to be honest, because I know some people don't want to be astrologized. But obviously, dynamic interactive astrology is aimed at people that do. And of course, there's a lot of people, or probably more and more people, that actually want to know more or get more from astrology, but without having to spend lots of money on courses and software, etc.
And do you think a lot of it's to do with people just wanting to kind of make sense of life, whether it's their life or life in general, wanting to try and understand why things happen and being able to kind of be okay with what's going on because of the understanding of it?
That's precisely the kind of purpose of dynamic interactive astrology, so people can understand life and themselves far better. And it gives you an insight into who you are very quickly. I mean, certain things, like, say, your position of Saturn in your chart. Saturn is all about what you're learning in this lifetime. So you get an insight into what your life's lessons are right away. And from that, you can realize why you might have been not so good at something, because you were learning it. Which is straight away, rather than not feeling good enough about something, you realize, well I'm learning it, so therefore I won't be good at it right away. And so it clarifies. Also, you can use the book with other people, so you can get insights into one another in a kind of group setting. And it's quite revealing. It's like we're kind of opening up your box, you know, to see what's in there.
It does.
The key thing is very relevant. It opens up meaning all the time.
It's really interesting. What about things that happen in the sky, like the Perseid meteor shower? I've had a message from a listener, Cookie, who says, will the Perseid meteor shower have any influence over certain star signs?
In my opinion, no.
Okay.
Because the Perseids are, you know, they're a group of, you know, comets, and they don't really, they come the same over time every year. So they have a minimal meaning, but I mean, the position of, say, a planet like, just talking about Saturn, where Saturn is in relationship to your own chart, is very indicative of challenges which are difficult, because, as I said, Saturn is all about learning. And it's interesting because in some respects, people don't, we live in a world where we're kind of supposed to know something straight away because of the kind of the speed of mass media, etc. But really, some things take an awful long time. And Saturn is also the planet of time. So time and learning, they go together.
Mm. And you said earlier that you were going through a particularly tough time at the moment. First of all, sorry to hear that. But also, did it help you to know in advance through astrology that you were going to go through a particularly difficult time?
Absolutely, because it's rather like it's now kind of has some rails to run on, if you follow me.
Mm.
I already have an idea of what it means to me at a deeper level and what I'm learning, what it's all in aid of. I mean, I'm calling it a period of transition. And again, relating to the whole world, because the whole world is going through a period of transition. And so we all are, and hence the use of dynamic interactive astrology. It can help you to deal with transitionary periods in your life, because you can realize, you know, what it is in you that's in need of transition.
Mm. Yeah, I've read so many testimonials that people have said about you and your courses and everything, and people, so many people have got so much from it. So that's really nice to, must be nice for you to read as well.
Very, yeah, very. Because astrology can be a bit complex, and sometimes people kind of go, well, I don't know what that all mean. But the way I use it in dynamic interactive astrology is that it goes straight to the truth of your own being, as if it kind of wakes it up and goes, hey, this is you speaking. You follow?
Mm, yeah, definitely. Well, it's been really interesting having you with us on the show. If people want to get a copy of the book, it's called Dynamic Interactive Astrology. It's by Lynn Burbeck, who we've been chatting with. The book is available on our website, tre.radio, in the bookshop section there. And one other question, Lynn, in terms of doing your birth chart or getting your birth chart done, whether it's online or going to an astrologer, presumably you only need to do that once. Do you? That's not something that would change.
Oh, well, no, you see, there's the birth chart, which is what you're born with.
Yeah.
Which is like what's called like the map of your potential. But all that unfolds through time according to what the planets in the sky at any given moment are doing to your chart. So to give you a very simple example, every year the sun will return to where it was when you were born on your birthday. But there are also all sorts of other cycles of more or less than a year, which are all doing their cyclical thing to you and your life. So, for instance, the most significant cycle, as you might say, one of them is Saturn, and that takes 29 and a half years to go around the sun. So every 29 and a half years, people do have a bit of a reckoning with life. It's a learning time, and where lessons are dished out for you know, good or bad. And then again, it occurs another 29 years later when you're 58, 59. So that's a simple example of how it all, you know, the beat goes on, that you are an unfolding being. You're not just a static going along in a line. You know, your life's about transformation, really. But we, for some reason, we're not taught that.
No. So when people go to get their birth chart done, then it's not just looking at the day and the moment and the time that they were born, it's also relating to them now.
Exactly. Okay. And what might have happened just recently, or what I see somewhere down the line, to prepare them for it.
Mm. Oh, fascinating. So, I mean, would you recommend people getting their chart done on regular intervals, or just when they feel like they need to because of significant things happening in their lives?
I always leave it to my clients to do what they want to do. Some clients see me every month. Others don't ever come back again. You can read into that what you like.
Yeah, interesting. Well, different people get different things out of it, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, some people get things out of it which they kind of, in a way, don't want to know because it's something they're afraid of confronting in themselves. Mm. And that can be difficult because I can see that if they don't confront it, it'll get worse later.
Right. And so it's not all rosy then. It's not like you're always giving people the best of news.
By and large, I'm helping people who have not got good news. I'm helping people to understand why they're having a bad time rather than a good time.
Mm.
I mean, if you're happy, you're happy. So you don't really need anything like astrology. And for instance, one of the biggest things you might imagine is people who are looking into relationships and where's my tall, dark stranger, you know, that kind of thing, which is still the most common question. And it can... So you have to look at their chart first and see what their kind of relationship profile is in the first place. I mean, some people might just attract difficult relationships while some will just land on their feet, whereas many are somewhere in the middle. But I can guide a person towards why maybe they're attracting the wrong sort of person, for instance.
Yeah.
Because it's all in the chart. What you pull in is all written in your chart.
Mm. Oh, it's really interesting. Well, if people want more information, if they want to get in touch with you, you've got a website, haven't you?
Yes, Lynn Birkbeck. It's Birkbeck, by the way. It's two Ks. LynnBirkbeck.com.
LynnBirkbeck.com is the website. Perfect. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to chat with you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.